Accession number 30423, reel 12.
The secrecy law. Now, we were never to disclose any information to any other country of the companies or workings of the finances in Cayman. Two things happened. One, I had an extremely good liaison with all the American authorities, FBI, DEA, alcohol and tobacco, the whole works. And one day I gave them information of a vessel that I knew was off Carolina with drugs on board. It was registered in Cayman, because he started a shipping company register. No way should we give any information about that. Secret. I did. I told the American Coast Guard of this vessel whereabouts. It was boarded, captured, and I was right. It had contraband drugs on board. Taken before the government, they sat with the governor, and the government sat and questioned. I had broken the law by giving this information. Well, they say attack is the best form of defense. So I pointed out quite forcibly in full that the vessel had been registered in Cayman and was a drugs vessel. And if we were to be seen condoning drug trafficking as a country, as a colony, what sort of reputation would we get? What sort of registration would we ever get for shipping? We would become a banana republic. What we had done was absolutely correct in the defense of the name and secrecy of our islands. Oh, thank you very much. It's the last I ever heard of that. But there is the danger. If you give any information and you break the law. Now, the only way you could do it, if I could, through my fraud squad, prove that Toby Company is laundering money from crime and drugs. If I could go to the judge, High Court, and produce evidence, documentary evidence, and to prove without any doubt that Toby Company was illegal and was not working in the framework of the letter of the law that spelt out that it could not do that sort of thing. If I could do that, then I could release the information. I had gone to Curacao to a meeting, Interpol, where I'm back to my lecture again on drug lifeblood of drug trafficking in the cash flow. And the Canadian judiciary were up there, their Attorney General. And we sat around the pool and said, if we could make a law, what would be the best we could do? And we said, if we could say that any time we catch a criminal illegally dealing drugs or crime, we can confiscate all the assets, everything. Shipping, we confiscate it, and so on. Then that little acorn began to grow. The United Kingdom sent a committee out to Cayman to discuss this idea. I was on our side committee, and it went on and on, and over a couple of years a law was passed that we could do that in Cayman and began to be accepted elsewhere. Canada was also well into this. So what happened? A ship came in one day. We proved that it had been carrying ganja, marijuana. And we went to court, proved the case. We confiscated the ship and we sold it. And the money went into government. So, little acorns. So we were proving that the Cayman were not banana republic money laundering. We would uphold the law. Vassal Johnson, who was the instigator of the whole idea, was well into this as well. And we became quite very, very good at it. A company was formed up by an American agency using a sting operation. They called it the Development Energy Associates. If you take the initials, it's DEA. And they formed this company and ordered money. I had the pleasure of bringing that bank manager in and telling him that by good fortune he was not going to be prosecuted. Now, this did not make me too popular, because amongst the island there were people who were bending the rules. In fact, ironically, one such influential man became involved on the anti-drugs civilian board, and he was arrested and serving time in America. So we had one or two people who were not completely kosher.
There was some pressure then from the banks for the police not to look too hard at their clients sometimes.
No. The bank managers looked after the bank, and they were correct. I found no trouble with the banks. The trouble lay with attorneys who were operating companies. If you go to one office, there'd be a brass plaque outside, maybe a dozen, 20 names on it. Now, that person inside the door, he was the director, his secretary was his secretary, and so on. So he represented all these companies, and so he would say, that building's got 50 companies, but there's only half a dozen people working there. They are the fronts. There is a danger, not the banks. Clean as a whistle. No, I had no trouble with bankers. The trouble lay with companies being set up. The government, Cayman government, were outstanding on an ethical approach. They knew they created a tax haven. They wanted to be correct. But it was one or two odd incidents, court cases, or people that were giving it a dirty name. And so often when you see a play on the radio, yes, and the money's being laundered through the Cayman Islands, that is not quite correct. Yes, it has happened, but it is not the overriding factor. It's a very, very clean community. And that's not a biased view. I know that from experience. How can I say what has happened today? I can't. No. But I still believe that the people there that I know, there are one or two people I would not turn my back on. For two reasons. I might get a knife in it, but that may seem strange to say.
Because
we did have a couple of